pond manager Moro Shaibu Sepa is feeding his 5.5-month-old catfish. He has a broad smile on his face. He is already anticipating a good harvest from these fish who are growing well.
I have about 4 ponds here, somewhere over there. Well, after this, we are going to restock it again.
After just 6 months, these fish are ready to eat. When Moro Shaibu harvests the ponds, it is enough to sustain his household for half a year, he says.
It's about 6 months. They are 5.5 kilograms now. Yeah.
Osman Amadou is 33 years old. Osman is a teacher and on the side works at rearing fish too. Although he is still hoping that one day he might find work in the oil and gas sector.
Oh, it was my expectation to be employed there, but it was not solely because of the amount that you get there. But you know, over here in Ghana, when you are a teacher, you are not even much recognized. Even the placemats give a much recognition than you. Yes.
Moro Shaibu and Osman Amadou belong to the Alhamdulillah Fish Farmers Association at Kanguni, a community in the Elembele district of the Western Region. Now he struck gold with catfish. He has stopped dreaming about working in the oil and gas sector.
At the moment, I don't have any thought of going to work at that place because of this business that I've just put myself into. And recently, I went to Akosombo to be trained as a hatchery operator to be able to hatch the fish. So I'm here to just establish the center and start hatching fingerlings over here. Within a few years or time, definitely you come and see me as a fatty man, not as slim as you see me.
Aquaculture was selected for the Western region because many people already have expertise in the fishing industry and there is plentiful water here. The program is supported by UK Aid and Danida, or Danish Aid. Barbara Joliwahi is the livelihood support manager for the Western Region Coastal Foundation.
With the oil fine, every youth wanted to be employed in an oil and gas company. And they realized that they did not have the skills nor the capacities to do that. So what can they do? And that's where WRCF comes in. And that's what our project is all about. We are giving people alternatives.
The catfish arrived at just the right time. Marine fishing is declining by 12% annually in the area, according to the Fishery Commission. Ghana is now importing more fish than its fishes. In 2016, the country imported 60% of its fish at a cost of $136 million because of reductions in the fishing stock. At the local market in Kanguni, fishermen see the decline in marine fishing as directly linked to the oil and gas exploration. John Akwesi, a young fisherman, explains.
Because of the gas, the oil and gas, if you go, it gets some, this thing, what do you call it? Some flowers be there for the seaside.
Femi Afeba, a fishmonger, agrees.
Hi, asap no. Blah.
It has really spoiled the river, my brother. It has spoiled it. First, I could sell up to 200 cedis daily. Now, how do I get that? If we knew this is how things would turn up, would have prevented them from exploring. We are really hurt.
At the moment, most of the catfish is being consumed locally. But as the industry picks up, the hope is that Ghana can start exporting its catfish too. Back at Kanguni, Moro Shaibu still has a big smile on his face. It beats mining any day, he thinks.
It's better than the galamse. It doesn't involve any risk. I'm here, I will come to the pond in the morning. By 8 o'clock, I'll come and feed them. In the afternoon, 1 o'clock, I'll come and feed them. 5 o'clock in the evening, I'll come and feed them. Then I'm going home.
Despite his joy, the rest of the population are slow to follow Moro Shaibu's lead. The majority are still hoping that they can land a white-collar job in the oil and gas sector. But if the catfish keep eating at the rate they are, they might be about to change the perception of aquaculture very soon. For DEW, this is Maxwell Suk in the Western Region of Ghana.